discontinuity between the treasury market and the rest of the debt markets. Okay? And the reason for that is because the supply of on-the-run treasury securities has gotten much, much smaller and is perceived to be, there's perceived to be much, much less issuance going forward of treasury securities because the government is now running a surplus as opposed to a deficit. And so there's less supply of treasuries out there. So people, so that the swap market is actually being used more to hedge the various debt markets and more as a benchmark. For instance, CMBS transactions now are not priced off of the treasury curve, they're priced off of the swap curve. And that's really a development that we've only seen for about a year or so. And just to just some of the there's a lot of other issues that we didn't cover today. For instance, one basis swaps. This is I think we talked about this a little bit earlier. There is no hedge accounting for basis swaps if they're considered a macro hedge. Okay, now this is a huge problem for financial institutions. Like I'll take an example of a bank that has a student loan portfolio that's indexed off of T-bills. Well, if your funding is based on LIBOR and you know your portfolio is indexed off of T-bills or prime credit cards, right, that are based on prime, okay, how do you hedge that? Well, historically you would hedge it as a portfolio and do a macro hedge. Well, you can't do that under FASB 133. You would have to do, you know, $100,000, you know, $10,000 swaps or something like that. You know, ridiculous. So that's a huge problem, and that's also an example of, you know, I've seen clients that I deal with make the decision not to hedge, rather than take the income volatility. That is a bad economic decision, a very bad economic decision, driven by the accounting rules. Okay, similar with. Let's go to the example of mortgage servicing rights. It's another example where macro hedging is going to be less likely to take place. That's also going to cost firms money. Just to summarize, you know, these are just some of the examples of how FASB 133 has, one, already affected what goes on in the derivatives market, but how it will affect the derivatives market going forward. I think that down the road, if we get to a situation where we have mark-to-market accounting, I think most of the clients that I've talked to would welcome that rather than have this thrust upon them. Unfortunately, it is something that everyone's going to have to live with. There's still a lot of confusion. A lot of clients are very frustrated at the derivatives implementation group, and that there's still a lot of issues that are not addressed, and we're, you know, basically a year away from implementation. So there's still a lot of confusion and a lot of frustration by clients, and you know, they're taking a step back and saying, well, we're not going to do anything until we find out what the accounting implications are. So there's a lot of situations where people are taking more risk as a result of this, not less. Does anybody have more?